The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Jerome Kern, Roberta, μέρος πρώτο.
What's up, Jim Blossom? Before I met you, no one attracted me. No love that's worried or distracted me. My disposition kept exempting me until you started in preempting me. And all this while, you've really been tempting me. Maybe you can tell me what we ought to do. Up to me or is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's
I'm sorry. Here, let me carry you.
No! Just leave me alone. John, how could you be so clumsy?
I guess I wasn't built for stepping.
Stepping? Good Lord!
Anything broken?
My instep's gone, that's all.
Well, here, let me rub it.
Don't!
Could I be of service?
Oh, hello, Billy.
What's the matter? What happened?
I stepped on her foot.
Oh, good Lord.
It's better now.
Oh, that's swell.
Now that you gotta go, and what you gonna do? Is it up to her or is it up to you? What kind of game is this you've begun? Was it done just for fun? You have necked till you're wrecked. Won't you tell her what you expect? Is this to be a case of falling glad you fell? Kiss and never tell, folly and farewell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin. Is this to be a case of falling glad you fell? Kiss and never tell, folly and farewell.
ένας οίκος μόδας υψηλού πρεστίζ, μια δύσκολη περίπτωση κληρονομιάς, αναπάντεχες καταστάσεις και φυσικά ο έρωτας που ανατρέπει τα πάντα, ο έρωτας που τα κάνει όλα musical. Καλώς ήρθατε στον κόσμο της Ρομπέρτα και φυσικά στον μαγικό κόσμο του Τζερόμ Κέρν, ενός από τους μεγαλύτερους και πιο αδικημένους, θα έλεγα, συνθέτες μουσικού θεάτρου των αρχών του 20ου αιώνα.
As my business manager, you should be making this speech. It's the least you can do.
I'll get your megaphone and let you croon it.
What I want to say is, once again, you have been elected to a high place on the All-American football team. That dizzy height could not have been reached without courage, without stamina, without determination, without perseverance, without... what's the word I'm looking for?
Period.
Ah, what the hell. Here's your cup. I hope you like it.
Speech! Speech!
Hey, boys, you know I'm no orator like Huck here. But just the same. Well, anyway, thanks a lot.
Everyone got a glass?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Good luck and glory to John Kent.
To John!
To Haverhill.
To Haverhill!
And to Alpha Beta Pi.
Alpha Beta Pi!
When you look for brain and brawn, brain and brawn, brain and brawn, on your vision there will dawn Alpha Beta Pi. On campus field or grid or screw, grid or crew, there you'll view
and swear that a place its name on top of the roll of fame.
We'll crab a comet's flowing tail, glowing tail. Take the ocean for a pail filled with flaming dye, and there.
Sophie, I've got great news for you.
You have?
I had a letter from Aunt Minnie today.
Aunt Minnie?
She's invited me to visit her in Paris. I'm all set to go on your boat. Do you mind?
No. If Mother doesn't object, you know she doesn't want us to announce our engagement until fall.
Oh, she won't mind. You'll have to show me the ropes. And I'm dying to have you meet Aunt Minnie.
Too bad I was abroad when she was here last spring. Hope she'll like me.
Well, no fear. I hope you won't be ashamed of me.
Of course not. But really, John, you must get yourself some new clothes. And your hair.
What's the matter with my hair? Huck tells me it's the most upstanding hair in town.
Ow! My foot! Ugh. John, I wonder if I could ever teach you how to dance.
What a clumsy goof I am, Sophie, compared to you. I don't see how you put up with me at all. I can't dance. I can't talk. Well, at least I can't talk enough to tell you what you really mean to me.
And just what do I mean to you?
Everything. You're swell.
Swell. John, you have a line that just sweeps a girl right off her feet.
Would you rather a man would say beautiful things he doesn't feel, or feel beautiful things he can't say?
Either way, I'd be cheated.
When I think of who you are, what a gem true blue you are. 'Tis then I realize how foolish I have been. How could I hope to win? For gems like you are set in rings that grace the hands of kings. You're devastating and so far above me. To think of mating, I never could dare.
I'd give anything to be a charmer like Huck in there.
You couldn't.
Must be great to say and know how to do the right things at the right time.
And your body and Huck's mind would be a combination hard to beat.
You're much too clever to care how I care. You were destined for purple-hued throne rooms. You were fashioned for.
When I answered Aunt Minnie's letter, I told her about you.
You did?
I sent her a copy of Huck's song.
Which song?
The one he's singing in there.
Oh, you told her I was like the girl in the song?
Yes.
John, what a pretty idea.
You're devastating and so far above me. And for purple-hued throne rooms, you were fashioned for princes to see. Still I keep dreaming of you in my own rooms, and there you whisper, I love you.
Come along with the band!
Yes, perfect!
But what do I tell Aunt Minnie? Like a fool, I told her all about my engagement.
Well, you can tell her about our engagement.
The band's engagement in Paris.
Yeah, and if that turns out a bust, maybe Aunt Minnie can give us a boost.
Who knows? Maybe Aunt Minnie can help you straighten out your affairs with Sophie.
You think so?
Sure! She'll make Sophie change her mind.
Now that she's got you going, here's the thing to do. It isn't up to her, it's only up to you.
So let her know the game you've begun was not done just for fun.
I expect you have necked. That's no reason you should be wrecked.
Then let her know that when you fell, you're glad you fell. We'll not say farewell.
That would just be swell.
Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
Ladislav?
The afternoon's mail, Madame Roberta.
Thank you, Ladislav. Just leave it on the piano.
Stephanie?
Yes, Ladislav?
Will you be leaving soon?
No, that's hard to say. Madame Sharvenka is still in the fitting room.
And how is she getting on?
She's getting on Marie's nerves. She just finished redrawing the blue voile for the third time.
Good. Perhaps Marie will get nervous enough to stick her with a few pins. That'd move things along.
If only she doesn't start her screaming.
Let her. There are no customers in the workshop.
No, madame. I think it's too late for Mrs. Teal and her daughter.
It's never too late for the Teals.
I'll watch for them. They're always annoyed when I'm not there to answer the door.
I wonder if they'd react differently if they knew you and Stephanie were Russian royalty.
Vladislav and I will always be grateful for all you've done for us.
Is there anything in the post from John? It's so strange he doesn't write. It was weeks ago I sent him that invitation to visit.
But he replied.
But not a word on when he might arrive. Just that sheet music and a lot of nonsense about his fiancée. He didn't even mention her name.
I love the song. I've almost memorized it. When I think of who you are, what a gem true blue you are, 'tis then I realize how foolish I have been. How could I hope to win? For gems like you,
Minnie!
Henry, come in. I was just looking over some of Paul's letters.
How are you today, Minnie?
Better, thank you.
What have you been burning?
Paul's old love letters.
These letters mean so much to you. Why do you burn them?
To keep them mine. They must never belong to anyone else. Flames make an awfully good strongbox.
And that? What's that? That's no letter.
My will. I'm not burning it. I haven't signed it yet.
Haven't signed it? Minnie...
I had some changes made. You see, I was planning to leave this building and my business to Stephanie. I've decided to leave the building to John.
John?
My great-nephew. My nephew Jack's son. He's like a big, affectionate, blundering puppy. He's given me a new interest in life. I should like to see him grow up. You've got to help me with him.
American? You know I don't like Americans, Minnie.
I also know you don't know any, except me.
How can I help?
Oh, in lots of ways. In the first place, introduce him to your tailor. You have no idea what that man has done for you.
Oh. What's the matter?
My heart is giving me trouble for the past few days.
Heart? Nonsense. More likely it's indigestion. Your cook's too good.
Henry, keep an eye on John, please, for me. I'd no idea these old love letters had so much heat. Do you remember that night of the Grand Duke's party?
The only time I ever saw your Paul really jealous.
Oh, the glory of those mad, wild, happy days. All that I have belongs to yesterday's.
Yeah. song you sang, Something Had to Happen, on the Jubilee hookup, I have put it in my repertoire. I show you.
Well, come on, shoot the works.
My love for you has slayed me and laid me so low. Just what it was that made me surrender, I don't know. A fierce, non-puritanic, volcanic, hot glow. Impossible to live in, 'twas that which made me give in. Something's got to happen, so let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I have got to do. Don't let's be condemning, for it was fate that happened to pick on me. And that made me happen to pick on you. Something's got to happen, so let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I have got to do. Don't let's be condemning, for it was fate that happened to pick on me. And that made me happen to pick on you.
My love for you has slayed me and laid me so low. Just what it was that made me surrender, I don't know. A fierce, non-puritanic, volcanic hot glow. Impossible to live in, 'twas that which made me give in. Something's got to happen, so let us take a sensible point of view. Let us do the things we have got to do. Things I am hot to do. Don't let's be caught napping, for it was fate that happened to pick on me. And that made me happen to pick.
Is like a flower or a perfume. It has a distinct personality and atmosphere. Every dress conveys a message easily set to charming music. Take, for instance, a piquant little walking suit. It seems to breathe a saucy melody. With a gay and tripping rhythm. Little heels that click upon the pavement. Or maybe dainty steps along a graveled walk. Or, let us say in your display, there's a gown suitable for Easter. As the church doors open, it emerges looking radiant as the sun. Or maybe you've produced the last word in a ball gown. To me, oh, it seems to cry for a waltz. A sensuous waltz that speaks of half-closed eyes and gleaming shoulders swaying ever so gently. And a song of muted violin. Under it flows a counter melody of half-breathed sighs. Say, a bathing costume for a winter resort. With its mermaids that bask in the sun, it calls for rhythms that flow, not too fast, not too slow, but suggesting the surge of the sea. Or a habit that's worn for a trot in the park, or while galloping after the hounds, should be shown to a strain that recalls the wild rush of the wind and the thunder of hooves. And then, oh, there are colors. Every color suggests a key. Red,
yellow, green, blue, white.
I'm sorry about that, Madame Sharvanka. Did she hurt you?
I was a little humiliated. It was nice of you to protect me.
Well, just so you didn't think I was fresh.
Oh, no one could ever think that of you. You see, your aunt has talked so much of you. I feel I know all about you.
I hope not. Good heavens, what on earth is that music doing here?
Oh, that's the song you sent your aunt. See your handwriting. This is the kind of girl I love. John.
Well, here, let me have it.
What are you going to do with it?
Tear it up?
No, please.
It's a hoodoo anyway.
Oh, then I like hoodoos. Give it to me.
What do you want it for?
Because I love it. Who knows? Someday I might get some nice man to sing it to me.
That ought to be easy.
Please.
I hope it brings you more luck than it brought me. She seems to have fallen asleep.
She always naps at this hour.
I won't wake her. Say goodbye to her for me.
Yes, I will.
Well, so long.
You are falling asleep, madame.
No, but I'm very tired.
May I get you something?
No, just sit there. I want to talk to you. Who's that playing?
Ladislav. We were just trying over that translation I promised you.
Oh, that one by Chardasky?
Yes.
Tell him to come in here.
Ladislav, Madame wants to see you.
Stephanie, you've been such a good girl to me.
You have been an angel to me, Madame.
When last year I told you about my plans for you, I didn't know about my nephew, John. I must do something for him.
He's a nice boy. He seems so worthy of you.
Well, now I'm going to rest a little before my solicitor comes.
Yes. Do try to rest.
Maybe I can. If you and Ladislav will sing.
Why, of course, madame.
Hand in hand.
Βασισμένο στη νουβέλα της Alice Dewar Miller, Gowns by Roberta, τα φορέματα της Roberta, το musical Roberta του Kern πρωτοείδε τα φώτα του Broadway το Νοέμβριο του 1933 και έκλεισε 295 παραστάσεις σε λιγότερο από ένα χρόνο. Ήταν δε ένα από τα πρώτα musicals που ταξίδεψαν τόσο γρήγορα στην Αυστραλία, καθώς έκανε πρεμιέρα στη Μελβούρνη το Δεκέμβριο της επόμενης κιόλας χρονιάς. Ένα ακόμη χρόνο αργότερα, το 1935, μεταφέρθηκε στη μεγάλη οθόνη με, ποιους άλλους βέβαια, τους μεσουρανούντες τότε Fred Astaire και Ginger Rogers.
Ugh, stand still, will you? Those pins are sticking me. Sorry.
But if someone sticks me with pins, I don't apologize. I scream.
Is it true he's to be the new proprietor?
Nobody seems to know. Football player in a place like this will need some feminine support, and I could give it. I've seen him play. What a fullback!
Fullback? Yes, what a back! I call him my Samson, and I warn you, young lady, I saw him first.
Only you happen to be married.
One can't remember everything.
You see, madame, I have given you a little more fullness there at the shoulder.
I like the way it hangs.
You may be a little broader in the hips.
Is that so? Men have written poems on my hips.
What kind of poems?
Please don't be vulgar. This dress, can I move in it?
Show her, Luella.
I don't seem to make it clear, John, that since Minnie did not sign her will, its provisions were not in force.
I don't care if the will was signed or not. My aunt wanted this business to go to Stephanie.
But when there is no will, everything goes to you.
Pardon, monsieur? There is no will?
No, Ladislaw.
But there is a will!
I am sorry, but Madame did not sign it.
Did not sign it? And the law gives everything to Mr. Kent?
Yes.
It's impossible! Stephanie worked her fingers to a bone for a promise that the business should belong to her. Madame surely would have signed the will had not someone persuaded her not to do it.
You little... Get out of here, you're fired. The business is mine enough for that.
I will not go. You cannot get rid of me so easy. You think there is no one around to protect Stephanie?
Stephanie doesn't need your protection. You're fired.
You can't speak
Wait,
so to me.
Wait, Ladislav! You two should be ashamed of quarreling so over the belongings of the loveliest and kindest lady who ever lived.
This fellow made me angry. All of this is none of his affair.
While you are looking for a new doorman, you can look for a new designer as well.
No, Stephanie! He shall not kick us out like dirt!
Vladislav, please!
Stephanie!
Vladislav, go! Please! I will join you downstairs. Please, go.
Come, my boy. You can show me out. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
You don't like Ladislav?
I don't like his hanging around you. What do you see in him? Is it because he happens to be a prince?
Perhaps.
I see. Well, he needn't be a doorman any longer now that the business is yours.
I tell you what might be possible. We might be partners.
What, me? A woman's dressmaker? Not on your life. It's all yours.
I won't accept it all. Unless you will be my partner.
That's out.
Very well, then. I'm out, too. Then you will have to be a dressmaker.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll be a partner. That is, a kind of partner.
Not a silent partner. The kind who will run away and leave all the decisions to me? Ah, no.
But I have my work at home.
Will it bring you 500,000 francs a year?
That much?
A great deal more if we're clever.
May I finish this work now?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Partner? May she?
Certainly, my good woman.
You make an excellent partner. We may have a hard time at first. It is not generally known that Madame has been letting me do all the designing. We may lose some clients.
I suppose so.
We'll have to startle them with daring styles.
Gee, I'll be a lot of help there. Nobody gives a darn about my taste.
Not even Madame Charvenka.
Why bring that up?
Well, anyhow, we're partners.
Partners.
Showing.
Hey, don't pin it on me. There's the real attraction. John, God, did you ever see such a change in a man?
That's what Lord Henry has done for him.
Oh, the women are buzzing around him like buyers around bargain counters.
And what a bargain for some woman who shall maybe get him. The first time I saw him greet his Aunt Minnie, I knew he had a heart.
And you want it.
How much, no one will ever know.
Well, don't you worry about his heart. Just use your pretty little head.
But will he use his?
Well, you can lead a donkey, but you can't make him think.
Is that the way to speak of my partner?
Yes, if he doesn't soon speak for himself.
You're a darling.
I'm a sap. But put it here. I'll do all I can.
Hello, Huckleberry.
Hello, Sophie.
Help us out of here.
I'm afraid we've gotten in at the wrong entrance. Oh, you can go through here.
Why, there isn't a seat left.
Oh, yes, way over by the band. You can get there more easily around the other side.
Oh, Mother, look. There's John. How handsome he looks.
Oh, really?
Who's that distinguished-looking man he's talking to?
Oh, that's Lord Henry. John? Talking with Lord Henry Delves? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're inseparable. They go everywhere together.
John, hobnobbing with nobility? Well, what do you think of that?
Who would have thought it?
Hurry, Mother. I've got to speak to John.
Well, you'd better hurry. The show's about to begin.
That piquant little walking suit, it seems to breathe a saucy melody. Comes Easter, the church doors open, and there emerges number 29, as radiant as the sun. Cocktail gown for the kickoff. And now for a day in the country. Fresh air, sunshine, birdsong, a sweet perfume of pure white lilies, the healthy glow... What? The healthy glow... Say, what country is this? Something's wrong at the starting post.
They sent in the wrong filly!
Sorry, it's been a little mistake. The number you have seen just now is number 26, covering the waterfront. Okay. Next, Innocence of Abroad. Beg your pardon, I mean Innocence Abroad. Innocence Abroad, okay? Number 33, Green Chartreuse. Number 34. And so to bed, number 35. Number 36, Seventh Heaven. Now, for the tour de force. In fashioning this creation, Madame Roberta has quite outdone herself. Let me announce number 38, Devastating.
You're devastating and so far above me. To think of mating, I never.
That green one.
I'm sorry.
Do you mind if we cut it out of the line?
But why?
It reminds me of Sophie Teal at her worst.
Delighted. Anything you say. Oh, John, I'm so happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the green chartreuse dress has been withdrawn. It is not for sale.
Announcement extraordinaire. Out of friendship for the Roberta firm, that charming artiste, Clementina Sharvenka, will give you a preview of some costumes specially designed for her appearance at the Café Russe. Let me announce Bride Soliloquy.
Thank you.
start. That old man of mine ain't got a heart. Any girl who's out for pleasure thinks of marriage only at her leisure. And besides, it's much more fun to be a tart. When my pop said we must wed, he kind of wowed me. But I'm ready. But one thing must be clear at the start. I'll be hard to handle, I promise you that. And if you complain, I'm gonna raise Cain and leave you flat. I'll be hard to handle, how else can I be? I say with a shrug, I think you're a mug to marry me. When you first threw me a gander, I was willing to philander, but I never thought I'd have to be a bride. Now you're gonna find tough sledding. I don't want no shotgun wedding. I was only along for the ride. I'll be hard to handle. Things won't be so swell. Just be a deer and scram out of here. I'm gonna raise hell. I'll be hard to handle. My bridges are burned. This wedding's a gig and you're in the bag where I'm concerned. I'll be hard to handle. Don't when I took you. I'll be living my life in beds, but they always will be twin beds. And I warn you, you'll be living like a man. Our affair is now a test one, so don't think you pulled the best one. Just remember, I'm as cold as any shellfish. I tell lies, I mean I'm selfish. Think it over. My warning is, if you want me sweet and hot, oh, I'll be hard to handle. I'm making it plain. Just be a deer and scram out of here. I'm going, I'm going, I'm going, I'm going. And when you got to go, you got to go.
Με μια Αμερικανο-Ιρλανδο-Βρετανική ηχογράφηση του 2014 ξεκινήσαμε σήμερα το μουσικό μας ταξίδι στο Παρίσι του Jerome Kern και της Roberta. Η δεύτερη πράξη του musical, όπου ακούγεται και το περίφημο «Smoke Gets in Your Eyes», μας περιμένει εσείως στην επόμενη εκπομπή της Μούσας του musical. Προς το παρόν, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από τον Λευτεριλιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και τον Γιάννη Φίλια, που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκλιση.
won't look at me, so I had to come over to say hello.
Oh, why hello?
John, it's wonderful. The whole thing is wonderful.
Do you really like it?
I think it's swell. I've been such a fool. John, when can we see each other again?
Oh, I don't know. You say.
Listen, do you hear that song? Do you remember that last night at Haverhill?
Perfectly.
You said it would always be your message to me. Did you mean it?
You know you'll always be the only girl in the world for me.
Oh, John, I'm tickled to pieces.
Sharvinka, have you seen anything you desire?
Yes, but it seems I am not alone in my desire.
Oh, Mr. Kent, the most charming display I've ever seen.
Thanks a lot.
Une collection vraiment épatante, monsieur.
Merci, madame.
Oh, Herr Kent, es war wunderbar.
I'm glad you like it.
Imagine my demigod falling for that little demi-tiss.
Ah, but this American coffee is said to have a rare old flavor.
Rare old flavor? You mean she's dated?
Not so dated, but I can see if you have your way, she'll be roasted.
Congratulations, Stephanie.
Thank you, Mrs. Steele.
John, why did you withdraw the chartreuse dress?
Oh, it was just a whim of mine.
I thought it was rather good. John, I think your establishment is wonderful.
And to think he owns it.
Stephanie, you've met my,
He means his fiancée.
Yes, we've met.
I think your show-in was a great success.
Yes, it was a great success.
Congratulations, John.
Well, congratulations.
She means over our engagement.
No!
Yes, isn't she lovely? Tell me what you think of her.
She'll be hard to handle. I promise you that. And if you complain, she's going to raise Cain and leave you flat.
Sharvinka, come dance with me.
She'll be hard to handle. Your bridges are burned. The whole thing's a gag, and you're in the back where she's concerned.
Sharvinka, come dance.